This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Trump ally cooperates.
Mark Meadows could be the keystone witness.
Another new speaker nominee.
We have a lot of big priorities ahead of us right now.
Unrelenting war.
Israel increased its airstrikes on Gaza amid growing calls for a ceasefire.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's a new, potentially serious legal setback for former President Trump. Correspondent Robert Costa reports CBS News has confirmed that Trump's former White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, is cooperating extensively with federal prosecutors.
Sources close to Trump tell CBS News the former Chief of Staff is cooperating with Special Counsel Jack Smith in his election interference case. Meadows' lawyers declined to comment about the investigation, but one person close to a key witness says Meadows has provided detailed testimony about his private discussions with Trump. And there is concern he could be moving toward an immunity arrangement with prosecutors.
Former federal prosecutor Scott Frederickson tells CBS News.
This is a huge breakthrough for the special counsel's prosecution. The dominoes are indeed starting to fall one after another. And this puts even more pressure on those still facing charges.
Yesterday, Jenna Ellis became the third former Trump attorney to enter a guilty plea in the Georgia election case. The former president still holds sway on Capitol Hill. Trump's opposition doomed yesterday's GOP speaker nominee, Tom Emmer. Now there's another person for Republicans to consider. Louisiana's Mike Johnson.
This House Republican majority is united.
CBS's Scott McFarlane.
A former talk radio host. He's an attorney specializing in constitutional law, but voted to decertify the 2020 elections. And that could be a pivotal vote because yesterday, just 4 hours after winning the nomination, Minnesota's Tom Emmer quit the race. Some of his Republican colleagues told CBS News they just couldn't back Emmer because he voted to certify President Biden's win in 2020. Also, former President Trump had a social media post about Emmer yesterday blasting him, calling him a rhino. Republican in name only.
Hamas calls yesterday the deadliest day of the war so far as Israel increased its airstrikes. The UN Secretary General has called for a ceasefire, denouncing what he called collective punishment. Israel's UN ambassador called on him to resign. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
More than 700 were killed in the Gaza Strip in just 24 hours, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. If accurate, the deadliest day in Gaza since this war began. The United Nations says a third of Gaza's hospitals have stopped functioning, either because they're damaged or because of a lack of fuel to power their generators. At Al Nasser Hospital, they're still open, still saving lives when they can. Many of the injured are very young. Are they the enemies? Says this man, pointing to his wounded son. In the neonatal intensive care unit at Al-Shifa Hospital, doctors are also warning of a fuel shortage. With no electricity, they say, many of their tiny patients would die. Israel claims there is fuel in Gaza. Let
Hamas
resupply the fuel to hospitals and to its poor residents, said a spokesman for Israel's military.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees warns without fuel deliveries, it will soon have to sharply cut back relief operations in Gaza. Hurricane Otis slammed into Mexico's southern Pacific coast as a catastrophic Category 5 hurricane with top sustained winds of 165 miles an hour. CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City.
The storm intensified very quickly, becoming a major hurricane and threatening the heavily populated resort city Acapulco and its surrounding areas. Waves of 18 to 24 feet are possible.
The storm is now weakening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
According to court documents, the off-duty pilot accused of trying to shut off the engines on an Alaska Airlines flight said, "I'm not okay," just before leaving his jump seat in the cockpit. Joseph David Emerson faces state and federal charges that include 83 counts of attempted murder. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
According to newly released court documents, Emerson told police he was having a nervous breakdown, hadn't slept in 40 hours, was battling depression, and had consumed, quote, magic mushrooms 2 days earlier. While in the back of the plane, court documents say Emerson asked to be handcuffed, but then tried to open an emergency exit door.
More than 40 states are suing the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, saying the platforms have damaged the mental health of children. California Attorney General Rob Bonta.
We know that Meta knows that Instagram is, quote, addicting. They use that word. Addicting internally. It's in their own internal documents.
Meta says it has new standards in place, it has new tools to help young users, and does make it easier for parents to shape online activity. California regulators have revoked the license of a robo-taxi service owned by GM, saying its driverless cars that recently began transporting passengers in San Francisco are a dangerous menace. Some impeded traffic during a testing phase. One ran over a pedestrian hit by a vehicle driven by a human. Phil Koopman is an expert on autonomous vehicles.
If the safety driver does nothing, then you've got safety covered and you're still doing testing. Removing the safety driver is about public perception and keeping your investors happy and things like this.
A seventh and deciding game for a spot in baseball's World Series.
The Diamondbacks have won the National League pennant, and the Fall Classic will return to the desert for the first time in 22 years.
Arizona's 4-2 win over Philadelphia on TBS. The World Series opens Friday night with the American League champion Texas Rangers hosting the D-backs. Actor Richard Roundtree has died, considered Hollywood's first black action hero.
Where are my manners? I didn't even introduce myself to you, gentlemen. My name is John Shaft. Freeze.
The 1971 movie Shaft, featuring Roundtree as the street-smart private eye, spawned sequels. He had many other roles, too. His manager says Roundtree had recently been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He was 81.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The war in the Middle East has had a deep and damaging effect in this country.
We've absolutely never seen a period of time like this.
ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt says in the last 2 weeks, anti-Semitic incidents of violence, vandalism, and assault are up 388% from last year. He says there's been an increase in such incidents overseas as well. Greenblatt says signs at some rallies supporting Palestinians have urged the killing of Jewish people.
This is not about pro-Palestinian messaging. This is about anti-Jewish hate.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
NHL players will be allowed to use pride tape this season. After all, the league, players' union, and a committee on inclusion agreed to give players the option to represent social causes with rainbow-colored stick tape. An earlier ban drew widespread backlash. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.